Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. Get Your Barbecue On is a show for backyard cooks looking for tips and insight into barbecuing, grilling, entertaining, and enjoying themselves outside with delicious food. Each week, we'll share some barbecuing and grilling tips, techniques, recipes, and a few pitmaster secrets you just have to know. Every show will feature fun, interesting, and informative guests. And we'll also answer listener questions. Please send your questions to getyourbbqon@gmail.com or visit our website at kenshardwoodbbq.com and click radio show. Hey, welcome to today's show. This is Ken on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. Guess what? Dun, 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 dun. The doctor. Dun, 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 dun. Dr. Andre Jones is dun, back dun, dun, in the house. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Hey.
Hey. Welcome back, Dr. Jones.
Thank you. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. 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 It's glad to be back. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Man. We missed you over there in that chair.
Yeah.
We missed a lot. We pit master in training. And
oh,
so
wow.
I'm just so happy to have you back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back. I have stories to share and everything.
All right. Long as they're in story form.
Always.
Yeah, we're good. So we have a very informative and festive show today.
Oh, really? What do we got going on?
Well, informative because we have our guest today is Kathleen Gooden.
Okay.
And Kathleen Gooden is the founder of Good and Healthy Nutrition.
Oh, cool.
And she is also a naturopathic practitioner.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to be talking to us about nutrition, and she's going to share some things with us that I think that the listening audience will really enjoy, and she's bringing a lot of great information. She's going to talk to us a bit about genomics. And we'll let her explain
it. Okay, good idea.
all right. So make sure you stay with us for the second half of the show.
Yeah,
but the festive part that we're talking about is the holiday season.
It's coming.
Gift giving.
It's like 3 weeks away.
Yeah. This is the time when everybody's giving gifts for for presents, and so we're going to talk about, well, what is the best gift or great gifts for our grill masters?
Oh, and pit masters in training, right?
And pit masters in training. Yeah, of course, pit masters in training.
Okay, cool.
Right. So being a pit master in training.
Yeah.
I know you talk about when you go to the grill aisle and those kinds of things. And as you have begun your pitmaster career.
Yes.
Because today we're going to talk about, well, what do you give the pitmaster that has everything?
Yeah.
The pitmaster, grill master that just has it all.
Right.
And then also the pitmaster, not so much.
Right.
right.
The beginning.
Yeah, the beginner, like the pitmaster in training or whatever. So, you know, I'm sure you probably have your eye on some things.
Absolutely. A lot of them.
Yeah. For instance, what?
For instance, is the Bluetooth meat thermometer.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, totally wow. Have my eye on that.
Yeah.
Would have came in handy a couple of weeks ago. I'll tell you about that later. But man, I'm like really eyeing that thing. I really want it.
Right. Hey, so I'll tell you one thing. We need to make sure that your family and friends hear this podcast.
Right? It's going to be shared. You hear that?
You're going to
family?
Share, yeah,
hear that,
yeah,
fam?
Yeah. Bluetooth thermometer.
Exactly.
Yeah, for our pit master in training.
Exactly. It's on Ace Hardware. It's right across the street from my house. This pack. Just wrap it up and bring it over.
Right. So anyway, we're going to talk about some of those things. We're just going to recommend a few of those great gifts for the pit master and the grill master for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to give you some websites to go, and they have some really nice gifts, and, you know, more than what I'm going to recommend.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, go take a look at it, because being a pit master and cooking around the house for a long time, a lot of times you go in and you're just like, man, you know, this thing is like, yeah, it's really nice, but if I had this other thing, you mm-hmm. know, it will really be like spectacular. It'll be this, or
yeah.
I could have got that food could have been ready a lot sooner, or it could have been a little crispy if I had this one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have those conversations a lot on my little grill, and I'm like, man, if I had a bigger grill, a bigger gas grill,
yeah.
this would be different. My makeshift indirect heat.
Oh,
would
yeah.
not have to be a makeshift indirect heat with the Bluetooth meat thermometer, may I add, at Ace Hardware. You can right, just get it right across the street from my house.
Well, so one of the things, like I said, I'm gonna go down a list and we'll talk a bit about some of these recommendations.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you these websites that you can go to and do some shopping. And you have plenty of time to order these things and get them in time for Christmas.
Yeah. Especially if you do it right now.
Yep. If you do it right now, if you order today, yes. right after you hear this show,
yep.
Hey, you'll be good. You'll get it in time, and you'll have a very happy pit master, grill master.
That's a good one. That's right. Someone who you really want to make happy.
Right, right, right. The person that's making the food.
Right.
You want to keep
yes.
them happy.
Yeah, please.
So I know one of the things that you do all the time on your small grill, mm-hmm. and we talk about the aluminum foil.
Yes.
Chip.
Yes. My pouch. Right. Yes.
And the pouch.
My wood pouch. Yeah.
Wood pouch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was surfing the internet the other day, uh-huh. you know, or looking for barbecue stuff, because that's what, you know, pit masters kind of do.
You're right.
You know, it's like
on their off time,
mm-hmm. all the time. Yeah, it's like, I wonder what's new out there. What
right?
I could, yeah, what's? But anyway, there was like this metal box that you could just sit on top of your grill and just put your wood chips in it, and way. Yeah, yeah.
I'm shaking my head in disbelief right now. No, no way.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't have to make that aluminum pouch anymore. You just set it on the direct side, and then you have the smoke coming out. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Right. Not very expensive either.
Really?
Right.
All right. I'm down.
So that
yeah.
That's another great gift for the doctor.
Exactly. I'm just going to check mark every gift. You can send that to P.O. Box. Just kidding.
So anyway, so one of the things, and I'm just go down the little list I have, great gifts for the pit master, grill master. One of the things, and you mentioned it already, and the top of my list is the wireless thermometer.
Yeah.
I mean, any good pit master is going to have a thermometer.
Yeah.
And typically you have the digital thermometer yep. with the probe and you go yep. in. But a wireless thermometer?
Just endless possibilities.
Yeah. That you could just kind of stick in the meat and you could check it on your, I mean, they have a little control device, but some of them hook up to your phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And it will tell you, it'll beep at you when it's at temperature. Like
right.
that is yeah.
Now how could that not be a great gift?
Right.
For a pit master.
Exactly.
Huh? I mean, you just look on your phone, huh? Let me see where my meat is.
Exactly.
Just, like, look at the iPhone right quick while you're watching
right.
while you're watching the game and
exactly.
having a cream soda.
Exactly.
You just like
oh, meat's not ready. I'm gonna keep watching.
There you go.
No licky loo.
So yeah. Wireless thermometer.
Yeah.
So next on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I have good knives. Who Ooh. Could not use a good set of knives
Ooh, I got
when they're
at.
Prepping their meat, or even after the meat is ready and you're cutting the meat mm-hmm. and slicing the meat? And so every pit master, every grill master could use a good set of knives.
Yeah, I got yelled at over Thanksgiving because my knives weren't good.
Oh,
but
man.
My knives were 20 years old. I inherited it from my dad.
Wow. A good set of knives and a sharpener.
Yes.
And along with those knives, a nice cutting board.
Right.
So those are on top of the list.
Yeah.
Knives, wireless thermometer.
Oh, I'm ready for the next one because all these are going on my Christmas list right now.
Right. Now, one of the other things, I mean, and this is like certainly not a very expensive gift, is a stainless steel grilling basket. And so a grilling basket would be, it's like a little basket that you would sit on the grill. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because the grill, you got the grates. Things can be, you know, fall between the grates,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And when you have a grilling basket, it would make it easier for you to cook vegetables.
Oh.
And if you have like little chunks or cubes of meat or whatever, yeah, you could throw them in this grilling basket. And you could also do like shrimp and other things in the grilling basket that it would be a little more difficult to do on the regular grates.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Oh,
right.
I love that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead and put that on my list too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put that on your list.
Yeah, please.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
So that's, you're 3 for 3 on my list right now.
Yeah. Yep. We're gonna and as soon as we get off, man, I'm gonna send this list to Santa. So
oh,
he can
please. Please.
Now, you know, hopefully, you know, you've not been too naughty and you know, Santa's gonna give
ooh
you some.
Ooh. I might have to write him a letter myself, explaining myself.
All right. So next up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been there, but especially when you're cooking a big roast or chicken or some of these things that are just hard to handle with your regular grilling tools.
Yeah.
When they're ready.
Yeah.
Some insulated gloves. You know, being a pit master and training, I don't know if you've seen these big gloves you put it in, right?
Yes.
And you just can just take that meat and mm-hmm take that off the grill,
mm-hmm,
hide and just place it on the platter, place it on. Yeah. So a set of insulated gloves.
Yeah.
Another great gift for the pit master, the grill master.
Yeah. Put it on my list too. Yeah,
all right.
On the
all
list.
Right. And then there's another device. Now, a lot of times, I've been outside, you know, it gets dark, especially now it's getting dark
right
early.
Fast.
Right? But,
yeah,
but you're still out there grilling.
Yeah.
And you know, you're just like, man, then you kind of get your phone, you turn the light on your phone,
yes,
so you can see, well, what's the meat look like?
Right.
You know, what is it, you know, depending on where you have it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And typically it's not like right next to the house or
no,
whatever.
Or to the light.
And especially if you have a charcoal grill or something like that.
Right, you
or,
want it.
Or something. So a portable barbecue grill light.
What?
And they've got portable barbecue grill lights. Yeah.
No way.
Right. Yes, they do.
Mm.
And they make a great gift.
Mm.
You know, out there in the dark and you're fumbling around trying to turn the light on your iPhone. And now you don't have to because you got that portable grill light that just you can just clip onto the grill and bam.
They do.
Bam. Yeah.
I just looked it up online.
Yeah,
they
there
do.
You go. He's on his computer.
Oh,
he's
my
on his
gosh
computer looking it up.
That's beautiful.
Right. Beautiful, right?
Oh, gosh. Beautiful.
All right. I mean, those are kind of the gifts for, I would say, the pit master that has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or that has a lot of stuff. It's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
But for just the regular newbie guy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a couple other things that I think, because some of those guys don't even have just a regular digital thermometer.
Right.
You
yeah
know, that wireless thermometer might be a little much for them, but if you just get the regular just digital thermometer with the probe in it, that'll be
yeah
a good gift. And lastly is a charcoal chimney.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right,
we've
right
talked about this numerous of times on the show.
Right, right. If you're still cooking with charcoal, if you don't have a gas grill, a nice charcoal chimney would be great and
mm-hmm
easy to start your coals, easy to start. Like if you wanted to, you know, if you want to cook with wood chunks and everything, you just start them in that charcoal chimney.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And you got piping hot coals.
Right.
Ready.
Ready to go. Right into
go
that grill.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Ready. So that's sort of my list for gifts that I recommend. And I can tell you where can you find these gifts.
Yeah, please. What
right,
websites?
Right. Yeah, so there's some great websites. And, you know, like I said, being a barbecue grill guy, I like just kind of like surfing and looking at all the great stuff that they have. But the first one is www.bbqguys.com. So
oh
that's barbecueguys.com.
Okay.
It's a great website.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is Williams-Sonoma.com. So that's www.williams-sonoma.com. They got great gifts there for the grill. So you go there and go to the barbecue grill section on their website.
That's awesome.
Right, right. And that's another great place. And you see some really nice gifts Another one is mancrates.com, www.mancrates.com. And mancrates.com, what it is they give you like this little crate, and it's like a theme crate. And it has like, so, you know, it's different things. You know, it could be a crate with a thermometer or something. It could be a crate for cooking pizzas on the grill.
What?
Different things. So mancrates.com, and it's a really good site. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And yeah, check that one out. And then the other one is www.thegrommet.com. That's GROMMET.com. Mm. And that's another place that they have some really nice kitchen, bar, and grilling outdoor stuff.
Mm. And I love it.
Yeah. If you go to one of those sites, your pitmaster, grill master, you're going to be able to find some really nice stuff for them. And they're going to be like, oh, you know, you thought about
it. Right.
Yeah. They're going to really be cheesing. They're going to be smiling when they open that box. It's, oh, yeah.
You so, love me. You really love me.
You really love me. Right.
And we'll also put those links also in the description of this episode as well.
Right. Yeah, we definitely will. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hey, those are great holiday gift suggestions for your grill master, pit master. And like the doctor said, we'll have those sites on the podcast.
Description below.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, it's time for us to take a break.
Cool.
And when we return, we're going to answer a listener question. And then I know it's been a long time.
Ooh, it's been a while.
But we're going to check in with the doctor, our pit master in training. We'll be right back. This is Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Restaurant, where we have created a blend of barbecue and southern cooking. We have taken the best barbecue styles and flavors from Texas, Missouri, and the Carolinas. What food has meant to my family is a way to come together in fellowship. We invite you to come and join us. We are located at 5250 East 22nd Street in Tucson at the crossroads of Craycroft and 22nd. Call us at 520-745-4746. Come on down and get your barbecue on. Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. This is Ken, and I'm here with the doctor. And it's that time. It's time for us to answer one of our listeners' questions.
All right. This question comes from Eileen B. from El Paso, Texas. She asks, what do you recommend? Do you recommend regular charcoal or charcoal with lighter fluid infused?
Ooh. Did she say lighter fluid?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know my feelings about lighter fluid.
Yes, you have strong feelings lighter fluid.
Yeah, being a fan of the Incredibles, I'm like, hey, like they say, no capes. I say, no lighter fluid. No lighter fluid.
Absolutely no.
Absolutely. So the answer to the question is, no, I don't recommend buying the charcoal with the lighter fluid already in it. There are several brands of which I won't mention.
How in the world did they do that? Like they really just infuse the lighter fluid in the charcoal?
Yeah, they just soak them. They just soak them with lighter fluid.
Yeah,
and they stick them in a bag and they sell them.
So you just throw the bag in the
Throw the bag down. And you light the bag. All you have to do is like light the bag, or you can just light the coals. They have so much lighter fluid in them.
Oh my gosh!
And so you take it. You take your little lighter,
yeah,
a little gun lighter,
poof.
And you just light the coals, and then they'll all light, and then after mostly all of the lighter fluid burns off, then they're, you know, white hot, I guess.
Oh wow.
Right. But I guess there's two camps, and you know, one, you know, because I've seen some barbecue competitions, and you know, I know one guy that, you know, and he's won some stuff, and he still uses charcoal lighter fluid.
Really?
Yeah, but then there's other guys that just say no. They can still taste that petroleum, that taste in there. So, and for me myself, I don't use charcoal lighter fluid.
Right.
Okay. Right. So the thing is, and that's why you have charcoal chimney. So
right.
So Eileen, to answer your question, buy a charcoal chimney, buy regular charcoal. It's going to save you a lot of money. And then just put the charcoal in a charcoal chimney. You light it 20 minutes later. It's going to take you about the same time it would to light the charcoal that already has a lighter fluid in it.
Yeah.
And you're going to have red hot coals without adding that petroleum product to your charcoal. And I think you're going to have better flavored meat.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that you're going to grill with charcoal.
That makes sense. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah. We really appreciate your question, Eileen. Yeah. And keep listening down there in El Paso.
Stay safe.
Yeah. All right. Well, now it's time. It's been a while.
Da-da-da-da.
A few weeks now.
Da-da-da-da.
I'd imagine we're going to hear a great story today
Da-da.
From our pit master in training. The doctor, Dr. Andre Jones.
And here he comes down the aisle. Yay! Like he just won something from The Price is Right. Okay, so I have a story to tell you.
All right.
And I will do it only in story form.
Fantastic.
So a few weeks ago, my father passed away. And what we did is we did a celebration of his life, really, at our house. And so one of the things that it was in conversation, my brother, my youngest brother, was like, are we going to have ribs for Thanksgiving? And my mother said, no, we're having turkey.
Okay.
And she was very firm about that. And he's like, man, I feel like ribs. And I heard it. And I was like, oh, well, I'll make ribs. Mm-hmm. So what we did for our family get together, I made ribs. Now, I had to think about what the plate was going to look like.
Okay.
So this was like, this is like the ultimate final exam, right?
Right.
of everything. The whole family, including family from Georgia, is now here in town, right?
Right.
I really want to impress them with my grilling skills.
Wow, you got out of town
Yes. Mm. Yeah, the ultimate decider of if I'm doing this right or not.
And they're from the South.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I also had my good friend from Las Vegas. He is also in town, too.
All right.
So I had some out-of-towners, plus some in-towners as well.
Okay.
So I was really feeling the pressure. I'm like, okay.
All right.
So my mom was going to make the sides. She made macaroni salad, potato salad from scratch, and some baked beans. And
great. Those are great sides for ribs.
Right. It was just right on. Plus some rolls. She didn't get Hawaiian sweet rolls. She got the regular rolls, which I did take some points off of her score because they weren't Hawaiian sweet. So anywho, I am now tasked with cooking these ribs. So I'm like, all right, is it going to be one slab or is it going to be two? Because there's a lot of people coming. Yeah. And
even two is kind of.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'm going to have to really plan this. So I went out and got two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my small grill, I can only do one at a time, one slab at a time.
Right, okay.
So I'm like, all right, I got to wake up early then. So that way I can knock out these ribs because usually it takes about 2.5 hours to do it. The night before, I marinated those bad boys. My mom picked hickory and barbecue. That's what she wanted. I'm like, okay, cool. That's easy. So I did my hickory rub and barbecue rub and rubbed them together. And I used that rub. I prepared everything the night before. I got the rub out and I put it in all in the barbecue sauce. So I already made my barbecue sauce already made.
Right.
And what I did different this time is I made a spritz.
All right.
I did a spritz because usually what I would do is I would wait till they're about halfway done and they're usually getting a little dry. So I would just rub a little bit of spritz on them. This time I was going to spray it.
Right.
I'm like, let's spray and let's see what happens this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put apple juice as a spray. That was it.
Yeah.
So the next day I woke up early as I could, which was 10 o'clock.
Really early.
10 o'clock. Granted, I didn't go to bed till like 2 o'clock preparing for everything.
Okay.
So I woke up at 10, walked the dog, and I'm like, okay, how in the world am I going to do all this and get done by 3? Because this is going to be a miracle if I get it done at 3.
Right.
Now, I started the grill. Put them on. Yeah, I took pictures of them before, showed my mom, say, all right, everything's going. We're communicating what's getting done, right?
Okay.
Their ribs are cooking fast.
Mm.
And I'm like, what's going on? Well, I had it in the sun.
Oh.
It was a warmer day than usual. And so it was heating up the grill more. And I'm like, oh, well, let me put this on low. So I put it on the lowest setting that I could. but it would not go below, the cooking temperature would not go below 325.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, ooh, this is fast. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit faster than I want to do, but let me let me adjust, pretty much. I'm like, I'll just adjust. Halfway done, I spritz them real good. I flip them over. Pro wrestling's going on, so I'm watching pro wrestling while I'm doing my ribs.
Right.
Which is fine. And then I finished the first one, and I'm like, okay, they look good. I mean, they looked great.
Right, right.
I'm like, okay, but they're a little bit burnt.
A little charred.
A little charred.
Not burnt.
Not burnt, charred, yes. Yeah. But I'm like, that's how they all like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, this is, I'm like, well, let me try this next one, and let me see if I can make it not so charred, because I don't like my ribs charred.
Okay, okay.
So I got it in there, and I did the same thing. And I just reduced the time a little bit more. The temperature was still at 325. I could not bring it down. I even moved it a little bit. Couldn't bring it down. I'm like, all right, it is what it is. We'll just adjust the time. They came out also a little charred. I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, all right, we're having charred. The moment of truth happened when I showed up at my mom's house with these ribs.
Yeah.
I cut them all up. I put barbecue sauce. I mean, I drenched them in barbecue mm-hmm. sauce. Yeah, just drenched them. No one asked for extra sauce.
Right,
I think I got it just right. I ripped open the
aluminum foil.
I put them in a container.
Oh, okay.
And I put aluminum foil. I put them in aluminum foil first. That was another thing. I cut up all the ribs, had aluminum foil in a tray, and then that's when I drenched them.
Okay,
and then I put them back in the oven for just a little bit longer. Just that's like a very, very low heat.
Mm-hmm.
Came to the celebration, opened it up. At the very end, there was only 4 ribs left, mm-hmm. and I didn't have those 4 ribs because they went to another friend.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, these are so good. My uncle who flew into town, he didn't have his top false teeth, so he had his bottom, so he was gumming them to death, you know? And he's like, oh, boy, this is good. Oh, this is really good. Oh, yeah. This is like your dad used to make. This is good. This is good.
Oh, wow.
Everyone just went crazy. They went back for seconds for the ribs. And the other sides, but they went back for the seconds. And I mean, it just topped off the meal so well. Everyone was just so happy.
Well, that's great.
And it was just perfectly charred, just like the way they liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you guys and your charred barbecue. What's wrong with you people? It was a huge hit, hit with the family.
Well, that's important. That's important that your guests, that everybody liked it.
Yeah. Right, including the out-of-town folks from Georgia. I'm like, this is a lot of pressure here. This is too much pressure.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like another passing grade for our pitmaster.
Look at that.
Yeah, everything from prep to serving.
Yeah. It was all good.
That's fantastic, Dr. Jones.
Thank you.
Oh, well, we look forward to checking in with you next week.
Yeah, I'm also going to send them, the people who are out, my Christmas list that we just talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Definitely going to send them this. And
If you want even better ribs,
pretty much.
Check out this list.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, it's time for us to take a break. But when we return, we will have our special guest here on the show, Kathleen Gooden. Kathleen Gooden is the founder, owner, operator of Good and Healthy Nutrition. She is a naturopathic practitioner, and she's going to be talking to us about her new company, her new career, and it's going to be a great conversation. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Octavia Media wishes each and every one of you happy holidays and plenty of cheer as we roll out of 2020 and roll into the new year. Octavia Media is a Black-owned business dedicated to bringing its clients the best in video marketing, social media consulting, and web advertising. Come check us out at www.octaviamedia.com for more information. Octavia Media, where you will be seen, be known, and be the expert.
Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. I'm here with the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones, and we have a very special guest with us today.
Who do we have?
Kathleen Gooden.
Ooh.
Yeah, Kathleen Gooden. She is the founder, creator of Good and Healthy Nutrition. She's also a naturopathic practitioner, and she's going to be talking to us about her new company and her new career here And it's going to be talking to us all about nutrition. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
That's excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't had many. You're our second, mm-hmm. holistic healthcare professional mm-hmm. joining the show. And we're really happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, that's exciting.
All right.
Yeah.
So good and healthy nutrition. So, I mean, it was a, you took a roundabout way to get here to this career path. Where'd you start out as far as, you know, when you finished school? I think you went to school back in New York?
Yeah, I went to school in Syracuse.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
I grew up in Connecticut, actually. So
oh, it was wow.
that I go there. So mm-hmm. I went to Syracuse, and after I graduated, I moved to California.
California.
Pomona. Wow. Pomona, California.
Yeah, yeah.
And began to work for General Dynamics at the time.
General Dynamics? Yeah. It's a defense contractor.
Defense contractor. I was a math major.
Wow.
With a computer science background.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
And so I got a job like within a week or something. Right. I didn't have a job before I moved there. I just moved there because California sounded like a great place to be. Right. I love the beach. It's the farthest. I mean, Tucson is actually the farthest I've ever lived away from the beach.
Wow. So you left Connecticut, graduated college, went to California, and all of a sudden you're just like, hey, I need to find a job.
Right.
A week later, you're working.
Yep.
Wow.
No kidding. That's how the story goes. Real.
Right.
So started doing that, and then my husband got transferred. His job got transferred here to Tucson. And so that's how I ended up in Tucson.
No, Tucson. I was still doing software. Huh?
Yeah, still did software. Not for a government contractor anymore. I did a lot of work for private companies here in Tucson. And I ended up working for a local organization, engineering firm, that did optical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, as far as your background, I think you're from the islands or...
Yes.
Where were you born? Where did
you
grow up?
I was born in St. Andrews, St. Catharines. I can't remember exactly what parish it was. So my parents are here. I think we were on the border. That must have been what it was. My parents moved to the United States when I was about 10.
From Jamaica?
Yes, from Jamaica.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they moved to Connecticut.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was better job opportunities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So how old were you when you came to the States?
10.
Oh, wow.
10 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I became a citizen automatically at age 14 because my parents became citizens. And if you were under the age of 14, you became a citizen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, we're all citizens. Yeah. So, you know, I was the first to go to college in the family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
I have 4 siblings,
mm-hmm.
2 older brothers, a younger sister, and a younger brother.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And none of them have graduated.
So
it was kind of hard being in college and not having anybody ahead of you to kind of, you know,
guide
me through.
Yeah.
I had no clue. My parents probably didn't have more than 8th grade education.
Wow.
So it was, it was really kind of doing it on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know my brother and I, the younger brother, out of 7, we're the only ones that went to college and graduated.
Right.
Kind of understand how that is. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Right. Yeah. So you worked here in Tucson for quite, you know, for
whatever, how many years? I stopped doing software around 2016.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And we got here in 94.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
18 years. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. But I loved the job in terms of it had with great flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
22 years actually. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Lots of flexibility. Yeah. And I had 3 children to raise. So it was sort of like, you know, I needed that. I needed the time to go pick them up from school, help them with homework, cook, do all the household chores.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, So software to healthcare.
Tell us what happened in the middle.
So what brought that? How did that all happen?
Yeah. I've always been interested in nutrition and just health in general.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would read journals. I would, it was kind of like my, I don't want to call it, say a pastime, but that's what I enjoy doing, just reading about it and, you know, thinking about how I could, you know, help people, you know, make a difference in their lives. You know, how do I help them to lose weight? How, you know, I've always thought about it. And how do I teach them how to be more healthy? Yeah, I've always thought about doing that, you know.
Right. So, I mean, but then you have a science background anyway.
Right. And actually one of the firms, I forgot that when I first moved to Susan, one of the companies I worked for was called Computer Outfitters, which was a health and fitness software development. They developed software that gyms used. You know, like Gold's Gym, all the big name gyms used their software to track their clients' health. And that's what I started. And I think that's when I really became even more interested in it.
That's pretty cool. So, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, career changes and going to do, you know, this different thing, but they never get there. So, you know, how did you, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to stop doing this thing. And now I'm going to go and start my own business and start this new career. I mean, because you had to go to school. You had to like, it's not like,
I mean, so, I had to take every science class. Because, you know, if you've done it for more than 7 years, if you haven't gone to school for 7 years, you have
to redo it again.
To restart. Because I've taken physics and chemistry, and but I had to take those all over, plus some more. And then, you know, get into med school and then do all of the other stuff after that. I think it's just a challenge. I really do. I mean, like I said, I was passionate about it and then I challenged myself to do it and I wanted to make sure that really happened. And so I did.
Wow. Yeah, you did in a big way.
Yeah. I challenged myself and that's it.
So we talk about functional nutrition. And so what is functional nutrition?
Okay, well, it's an approach. Much like holistic, right? Where you're you're looking at diet, lifestyle, genetics, environment, and just kind of trying to understand what is going on with the person functionally. Not just, oh, have this or eat, you know, a whole thing.
Yeah, so and that's like you say, a holistic approach at looking at the body.
And you're looking for insufficiencies, you're looking for deficiencies, and you're also looking for maybe even overuse of certain nutrients and things like that.
So when did you decide that you were going to start your own company?
Pretty much right after I graduated with my master's in clinical and integrative health. Decided clinical nutrition and integrative health, and right away. I never took a break.
Never took a break.
Never took a break.
School straight into the new business.
Right. Well, you know, in school you had to actually have clients that you were using. So I actually had like, I had to find 20 or 30 clients of my own. And they were real people. You know, it could be, it could have been you. And so you were I was working with people from the very beginning, all the way through the program. You work with someone.
So, but you also work with a doctor. An actual doctor.
Yeah, and shout out to her, Dr. Chelson, Deborah Chelson here in Tucson. I work with her and learned even more then.
Well, that's great. So, I mean, functional nutrition, is there any specific diet that you recommend or? I mean, do you have a specific philosophy or anything regarding dieting?
No, my philosophy is no diets. I don't believe in diets. Okay. I think they're very restrictive.
Yes.
They're not sustainable. And it's just not, I don't know, what's the other word that I use? I think most of it is restrictive. You know, you can't eat this, you can't eat that.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that. So I don't believe in diets. Now, there are great diets out there. I mean, in terms of, I'd say the Mediterranean or a vegetarian or DASH, those diets are well researched. Evidence based behind that is just enormous. And they've been shown to reduce or lower, you know, cardiovascular diseases, high blood pressure, autoimmune disease, all sorts of different.
I think so. The thing is that, you know, diet can be a verb or a noun. And so the folks that use it as a verb seem to always be on a diet.
You see, this
can
is
you talk a little bit about
that's
that?
That's why I say it should not even right. be in the vocabulary
right.
at all.
Right.
It should
right.
be removed from the vocabulary and be replaced with something like a plan to eat more healthy, exercise more, and, you know, right. stress less.
Yeah, right. yeah. Sort that's of like a way of life.
A way right. of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That's, you know, because I think the word diet just puts, you know, get people all excited about
right, right,
not
right.
doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because after a while.
Because most of the people that I know that use diet as a verb have been doing it all their life. And they're just like accordion as far as up and down and
that's
weight.
Right.
And they have like high blood pressure, diabetes mm-hmm. and all that, but they're always on a diet.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Always on a diet. They, right. If you meet people that say they're on a diet, they'll always tell you. And the other thing is it's a short term solution, right?
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To a problem that's a lot deeper
mm-hmm.
than mm-hmm. What is really going on.
Well, okay. Okay.
Right? Much deeper. Issue behavior, or maybe it's mood, whatever, it's a much deeper issue.
Oh wow.
So I mean, let's take for instance the keto diet. That's the big fad right now,
right?
Right,
right,
keto.
The keto, right.
Okay, keto, ketogenic, it's a great therapeutic diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are a cancer patient and you really do need to be on this diet where you're doing a lot less carbs and more really healthy, good fats. And you're using up your ketones instead of the glucose from carbs, right?
Right, you know? Right.
That, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But if you're a normal person and, you know, meaning normal, healthy, and you're going to decide to use the keto diet to lose weight, yeah, you probably will lose about 30 pounds or 40, whatever it is, whatever your goal is. You'll probably do it, but you won't be able to maintain it.
Yeah, you can't sustain it.
Because
that,
this is what happens. You end up starting to eat the things that are on that diet that are not on there.
Right.
You start adding right. them back in and up goes boom. The weight.
Right. right. Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
That makes
that's
sense.
My philosophy on dieting. It really is.
All right.
Yeah.
So I know one of the things you talk about in your practice is genomics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was kind of like researching that, but can you tell what is it? Ooh. What is genomics?
Okay.
And I'm sure our listeners are anxious to
find out about
what,
it.
Yeah,
and
find
you
out
know,
about
I could
it.
Probably come back and talk to you another 30 minutes on genomics. That's how large it is. But, you know, I'll try to do it in the really limited time that I have. But anyway, genomics is really the science of how your genes
okay.
Interact in your body.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then that includes what we call nutrigenetics. So we've got nutrigenomics and nutrigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
And the nutrigenomics is the science of how the nutrients influence our gene behavior and or the activity in your body. And then nutrigenetics is the science of how the impact your body has when it utilizes the information that it gets from the food you eat. So
okay.
it's the reverse. They're the reverse of each other.
Right. Okay, this has like to do with DNA.
That's
proteins,
right. That's your DNA. That's
different
right.
Different than the proteins
right.
of the DNA.
Exactly.
Because okay.
you know what you eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gets broken down. The protein gets broken down. The amino acids create.
Right.
So that's pretty much what's going on. So your genes are really, really cool because they can tell you a lot. They
mm-hmm.
can tell you how well you're metabolizing
okay.
nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at yours, and then tell you, oh, great, this is how, you know, it works, you know.
Oh, wow.
By looking at that. And then which nutrients can be, it's kind of like an on-off switch. So it can tell you kind of what turns one on.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And then risk of developing certain diseases. Now, you know, of course, it's not 100% you're going to get the disease, but it can give you an idea of your risk for developing that particular disease.
Is that part based on the genetics of your, like, your mom and dad or anything?
That's
like
right.
That?
It's coming from, right? You get one pair from your mom and the other from your dad.
Right, right.
So,
okay. Wow.
It is.
Well,
it's very cool. It's very powerful. I think a lot of people don't understand that,
mm-hmm.
that the part behind that, because, you know, I don't know if you know, like 23andMe or
Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
When,
right,
you go,
right.
when you go there, right, you can get your genetic testing done.
Yeah.
You can have that raw data. That is yours. They don't tell you that particular part of it.
But they can send you, they can give you that part.
They give
of
you, bit. Right. You get the raw DNA.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can look at.
Okay.
Wow.
And analyze and interpret what is going on in terms of metabolizing certain nutrients.
Right. Okay. So that is how you integrate.
That's how I integrate. Yes. And it's kind of, you know, I'll go through like a generated report that kind of tells you, oh, you know, these may be beneficial foods for you because you have these particular genes, variations in the genes, which are not bad things. They're not the end of the world. Just because you have variations in the genes doesn't mean that you're, you know, destined.
Sure.
Right. It's not your destiny. I mean, you know, but it's good to know. It's a powerful tool to have.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's time for us to take a break. We're going to be right back with Kathleen Good. We're going to talk a little more about nutrition and genomics. And so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tucson, do you have a hankering for some good old down-home cooking? Well, you're in luck. Along with our award-winning barbecue, we have Southern Fried Catfish, mac and cheese, collard greens, fried okra, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, and much more. 745-4746. That's 745-4746. Or visit our website. Come on down to Kent's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on.
Hey, welcome back from the break. This is Ken with Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. I'm here with the doctor.
Da-da-da-da.
And we're here talking with Kathleen Gooden about good and healthy nutrition. So let's get back to it. So once you get the information on the genomics, and so what is it? How do you help your clients from there? And what do you do to, you know, put a plan together, or what is it that you do from there?
So what I do is I get, once I get the data, right, I analyze it, you know, looking at different conditions that they tell me that, like, say they have hypertension, or, or maybe it's, I don't know, there's so many of them.
Right. Diabetes. So this is sort of like after the intake, after you talk to them about all their...
All of their, right, to the intake, right. Or I got the information from the doctor.
Okay,
Because, you know, doctors can also send clients to me.
Okay, right?
So once I have that information, then I know enough about them, like their diagnoses, you know, what are they? Because that will help me in to input all that information into this particular database that will generate what... the different variations in the genes are for that particular person, right? And then I that database is comparing your genes against the population that has similar genetics.
Okay.
Very similar. We're not that much different, by the way.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So that's what it's doing. And it's going through a lot of peer-reviewed scientific articles.
That's important.
Yeah,
right. To look at what some of the treatments or, you know, conditions are that they have noted for that particular mutation in the gene. And then I generate a report for the client based on that information that I get from there. And so, and then I also look at like beneficial foods, maybe problematic foods, supplements.
Yes.
Different supplements that would be good for you, especially if you say you you have a history, your family history, or you yourself have. That's the other part of it that I look at. It's everything. It's not just your own genetics, but family history.
Which plays a big part in us and what we do and how our bodies are going to react.
That's right.
Any of that. My mother says she had arthritis, and I'm like, oh, thanks.
Right.
So kind of you.
So
yeah.
So you may or may not have it, but you know, it's good to know.
Yeah.
If you do, what can you do about it now?
Right.
I mean, and so it sounds like we talked about that holistic practice. So you also talk about lifestyle changes and those things with your clients.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, I do. We go down through the list. We start with eating. Okay. Where are we at with that? You know, and are you really paying attention to mindful eating? I'm very much into that.
Right.
Eat when you know when you're full.
Right.
Right. Right.
You need to know that.
Don't just be mindlessly chewing on something while you're watching something else.
Which, by the way, I hear that quite often.
Right.
I'm bored, and so I'm just eating.
Right.
Just eating.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. And then, you know, and it takes years to get the pounds on. So it's like, do you think you're going to get the pounds off?
Right. That fast.
Yeah. Got to take time.
Right.
So.
Right. So, so one of the things is, like, you do all the analysis and you do a plan and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you also, you know, you talked about these programs and so mm-hmm. where you're actually counseling and you're just kind of like, I would say kind of holding their hand through the whole process. Mm-hmm. Is can you talk about that?
Yeah,
a little
sometimes
bit?
I do feel like I'm the health coach. Uh-huh. Yes. Quite a bit. Yes. Yeah. It's everything. It's from, you know, behavior. What mm-hmm. are you doing? You're all the way to exercise in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Stress. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sleep.
Yes.
Super important.
So you cover all those things.
Yeah. And that's why we come back all the way around to functional nutrition. It's not mm-hmm. just about counting calories.
Yes.
Ooh. Which a lot of people think that. Like, oh, I just got to watch my calories. Yeah.
No, right. Unless you are somebody trying to, let's say, gain weight mm-hmm. or you are extremely overweight and you do need to really cut your calories from right. 4,000 to a... But if you are doing the proteins a lot, you're not going to have to worry about right. those calories. Right. If you're eating your vegetables and right. your meat,
you're good. Right.
You're going to. So right. why count the calories?
Mm. Yeah. So good and healthy nutrition is this holistic mm-hmm. approach to healthcare.
Right.
To holistic healthcare. And you're providing just not only this analysis and this test, but all of this other support.
Right.
To your clients.
Right. To be eventually get to optimal health.
Right.
Yes.
But it does start with diet. Mm-hmm. Yes. And as much as doctors don't want to say diet has anything to do with it, which they won't, unless you have type 2 diabetes, you just right. sort of, it's kind not. Of like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not diet. About. Yeah,
it's not diet. It has nothing to do with that. You need to take this med.
Right.
Now, right. When you watch television commercials, I watch a lot of old school television. Mm-hmm. So, you know, nostalgic TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's only commercials for old people on there, right? You know, seasoned people.
Seasoned.
But seasoned the thing about it is they're all about, you know, these pills and everything to take to somehow relieve this issue of inflammation.
Right.
Yes. All about
right.
pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like you just said, they never talk about the food that you yeah. eat as being the cause.
That's right.
Or the lifestyle.
Because they don't look at cause. They're not looking at cause. It's just trying to get cover up the whatever the symptom is.
Right.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're sick. Here's a pill.
Here's a pill.
Yeah, I got bronchitis. Here's your antibiotic.
Even with diabetes, I mean, right. you know, it's very, very treatable unless you're in the ranges that are off the chart.
Right.
But
if you're pre-diabetic and you have type 2, mm-hmm. there's something you can do about it.
Right. That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's whether or not you want to do it.
Right.
Right.
I have
So you can help folks
do that. Yeah. I want to do that.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. The doctor really told me. I told him, I was like, I want to gain some weight. He's like, well, when you go to McDonald's, when you order one Big Mac, order two. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to help me gain weight.
It's going to help me die faster.
You made the right choice, yeah. Let me tell you. I actually had a client that she was going to go in for surgery with the taking out the tonsils.
Yes.
Tonsils.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes.
And so her mom was concerned about her because you lose weight after you have mm-hmm. that, you know, quite mm-hmm. a bit of weight. So she wanted to bulk her up before
right.
the mm-hmm. And I certainly did not have McDonald's.
Right.
Because she was a little girl. She
right.
was like 84 yeah. pounds or something.
Oh my
she
gosh.
Was like
5'2" right.
or something, but whatever. Right. You know, and she wanted to gain the weight.
Right.
Yeah. And so, no, it was like really healthy foods that she was eating.
Right.
Yes.
Some protein, you know, and mm-hmm. a protein shake with maybe some nut butter and
right.
those types of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The healthy alternative to actually gaining weight.
Not McDonald's. Right. No.
What are your thoughts? Because there's tons of protein powder. The people who go out and they're doing their mm-hmm. weightlifting and whatnot.
Right.
And there's tons mm-hmm. of protein powders. My friends have said, oh, well, you should bulk up when you go work out with protein.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't trust it. That was just my thing.
Right.
What are your thoughts about it from your perspective on the protein shakes?
I think protein shakes are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do a protein shake after a workout.
Yeah.
Okay. And I it doesn't have a lot of sugar, and that's what I look at.
Mm.
Read the label.
Got
right?
it. Right.
Okay. The label is, it's got, you know, over 10 grams or more of sugar, you might not, you might want to stay away from that one.
Because there are some like really popular brand name protein drinks, or even some of these drinks that are for like older people,
right?
Don't have any nutrition in them.
And in terms of the powders, the protein powders, I go for like a pea protein. That has a pea protein in it. It's
not whey or anything like that. You're going with
and whey, now you gotta be careful with whey. If you're lactose intolerant, whey doesn't work for you.
Right.
So that's kind of, it's really, you know, I really want to work on that too with training people how to read labels.
Right.
No, really, yeah, I think a lot happens with, they just don't understand how to read them. They don't even know how half the stuff is in there.
Right, and they just buy it anyway.
Protein powder is good, or protein shakes, if you understand what is in there.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like you offer these comprehensive services to clients that... Right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, then it's all about, like you said, the nutrition.
Yeah.
All about...
Always goes back to that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always amazing, like I will ask. Because, by the way, I also do a three-day intake. I forgot about that particular part.
Three-day intake.
Because I need to understand what it is that you're eating. I mean, I can do a 24-hour recall and get a pretty good idea of what you're eating and probably where you're, you know, lacking or need to.
So you just ask them what they ate.
What
three
they
days
ate for three, right? But you do that before we ever meet.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
But we can talk for the 15 minutes gone. So.
Right. But for 3 days prior to that meeting.
For 3 days prior to the meeting,
you're doing your. So that's like a eating journal or something like that.
A food journal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but. Mm-hmm. So, but I was like, some people might be like, oh, I'm going to see the doctor.
I know, they
cheat.
Then they're not eating the real stuff.
But right. Guess what? You're only lying to yourself, right? You want the help. So why
lie to yourself? Right. You're lying. Right. Stop it.
Oh, it's just amazing. Even with, you know, there's a web, I have a, it's not my website, but it's a food tracker.
Uh-huh.
And
you
can get into it and you can track your food. And it's always amazing to me. Yeah, people don't all, I mean, it's, you know, I understand what the drawbacks are to those, because you don't always remember what you're eating.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
However, though, these trackers are so good now that you can actually just scan whatever it is. Let's say,
really? Right. Just like, that's potato
salad.
Scan a UPC code.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
And then there are others that let you take a picture, and I believe it's called Bite Snap, and lets you take a picture of whatever it is you're eating, and it can do a pretty good calculation
of
what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
So can say, you ate this much protein, whatever.
Yeah. If I was going to see her like 3 days ago, it wouldn't have been good, because
Thanksgiving.
Well, it was right after Thanksgiving. I actually went out and I was like, I'm craving Jimmy John's and I'm craving McDonald's, and I had both and I ate them all. It was just, I'm glad she didn't see my food journal.
Do some healthy options so it's okay. Yes. If you had the healthy ones. Remember now McDonald's had salads at one
time. They did.
Up till COVID.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
We used to, I have a lot of friends who used to travel a lot. They started picking up weight. And they tell me that, you know, they go to all these, I go to these restaurants and I'm on travel. And you know, they start naming off a couple of popular sit down restaurants or whatever. And I always said, you know, and then they start complaining about how there's no good food. I said, hey, that restaurant has salads. You know, they have vegetables on the menu.
Always.
Yes.
You didn't have to get the spinach artichoke dip with an extra bag of chips.
That's the problem with the salads too. They start dumping the salad dressing on there, and it's some ranch dressing of some sort. And I'm like,
That's where it ends.
Yeah, and almost all the restaurants have seasonal vegetables.
Yes, they do.
You can always get
and fresh fruits on the side.
Good point.
Yes.
That's right.
But so anyway. But I mean, you offering a great service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's like I said, it's a comprehensive service. You do a lot of folks for your client, a lot of things for your clients, and that's really great.
You not only test them,
but then you can work with them and then just talk about their lifestyle and lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And
so
to be such a needed resource in these days.
Mm-hmm. I really saw that as being, you know, especially the whole stress thing, you know. I mean, it was on myself too, you know. I had issues there as well, so I can focus on that, knowing that, you know, that's a question to always ask the clients about, you know, what's your life like, you know, what's your stress level like? And you just say, on a 1 to 10 scale, where are you at?
Yeah, I mean, because stress,
is it there, you know, what's your family stress, is it you know, work, is it a work
the
stress?
Different levels of stress. That's right. The layers of stress,
right? And we all have stress. I'm gonna be wrong, we all have stress. It's just, you know, how we're managing that stress,
right?
Do you manage
what are you doing,
a half a gallon ice cream,
right? Or do you like,
Ken, how do you know what I do at night,
right? Are you trying meditation, are you doing, are you doing yoga or something that, you know, is it will help you with your stress?
That's great.
And exercise.
You know, I mean, it's supposed to be 150 minutes per week.
But I mean, that could be yoga, that could be
anything. It's 150 minutes. Walking, that's correct.
And not a slow walk. But actually,
but
like
you're getting your aerobic, cardiovascular,
aerobic,
getting that exercise up. But you know, when you're extremely overweight, you have to start
somewhere.
You just start a little bit. I always say start a little bit walking.
Yeah.
And it's all about movement. That's the other thing. Many of these people are sedentary, not doing anything at all. So I'm like, okay, well, just get up and walk around your house.
A few times.
That's movement right there. And once you start that, then you start doing something else. Okay, then go outside. Do you have do you have stairs in your complex, I'll say, or in your house itself? Go up and down a couple times.
I mean, if you want to age gracefully, you have to stay, you have to keep the motion, stay in motion.
Stay active.
And keep moving.
That's right. And lastly, I'd say with the supplements as well, I do have a supplement dispensary. So, you know, once they decide, you know, these are the things that they need.
Because
they can order the supplements from them.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, that's
great. And, you know, some supplements are good.
I know, like,
They'd like to tell you that vitamin D is not, but
no, I need vitamin D.
Vitamin D, African Americans need it more than anyone else at this point, because we've got the melanin in our skin,
and we're not in Africa, so we don't get as much sun as we would.
And look, we're inside a building all day long or whatever. You know, how much sun are you really getting? I mean, you know, so that's really important too.
Right.
And so you can't get vitamin D from too many food sources. That's the thing. Unless you're going to eat salmon, and you would have to eat a lot of it to get. If you were like extremely low in vitamin D, you would have to have a lot of that.
Like
to
a bushel, like a bushel of salmon.
And then if you're lactose intolerant, you can't do any kind of vitamin D fortified milk anything like that.
I have to take a supplement.
Take a supplement. Good.
All right.
Yeah. Good.
So what are the specific types of health conditions that your company, you kind of focus on?
That I focus on. I'm really, really trying to figure that all out. But most of the time now, it seems like it's more prevention of diabetes and management of diabetes. It's a common
diabetes.
I mean, it's big.
I don't know how many people I know that have type 2 diabetes. Or the other term that I hear all the time is pre-diabetic.
That's right.
Pre-diabetic.
So those two.
So,
I mean, so how to prevent it, that's your pre-diabetes.
Yeah, I mean, in the Black community, that's huge.
It's
that's
huge.
Very much so.
Yes.
Major
and
problem.
And Hispanic as well.
And Hispanic,
Yeah. So those are the people that I'm really focused on. Maybe those with any kind of heart conditions or... I'm really thinking a lot too with mental health, because I'm finding that a lot of people are having issues with that. And food has
nutrition.
Does, absolutely. That's, if I'm not correct, that's serotonin.
That's right.
Yes. So that will actually affect your serotonin.
That's right.
Depending on what you eat and drink. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
and we're really going to need that even more after we're all done with this pandemic.
The
COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the slew of new diagnoses that we will have. Yay.
There'll be more. Because they actually don't know what are all the long-term effects.
Right.
Long-term effects.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's important. It's very powerful. Again, I think just knowing what's happening with your genes, eating healthy, making healthy choices, Very important.
I have a question for you about the gluten diet. There's a when I was working in the behavioral health field long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we had a lot of kids who had ADHD, and the parents would take out gluten.
Right.
Have you found that also in your practice? That's still something that's still strong.
Something that's very strong. Okay. Very strong evidence supporting that as well.
That's
and
great.
I mean, I know you did a long time ago, but it's still today, they're still doing a lot. And
what is it that's in gluten that activates the ADHD, the hyperactivity?
They just haven't quite figured it all out.
Really?
I think it's just more, you know, I think it's hormonal.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
And what the proteins is doing, what happens with the gluten, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's in proteins. It's acting like it's one of our proteins that's in our body already.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So right?
It's pretending to be a protein. Right. And then causing all sorts of damage.
Right.
Plus we end up, it's leaking into the blood, into our...
Interesting.
Into the blood. So I don't know if you've ever heard of leaky gut.
Yeah.
It's really big right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's things like that. Those are leaking out into, you know, from the gut barrier into the bloodstream. And so.
Interesting. And, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm gluten free. So.
Yeah. I have a daughter as well that is, and she's very, she does not have celiac. So that's the other thing that, you know, you have to remember that not everyone has celiac, but you could still have an intolerance to the gluten.
Right.
Yeah, I have a sensitivity.
Or sensitivity.
Yeah, I have a sensitivity to gluten. Yes. So,
right. Yeah. And, you know, I think there are many people out there because we've, you know, genetically modified so much of our grains.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people attributed that to the GMOs.
Yeah.
The reason is that, you know, genetically modified foods
right.
is mm-hmm. one of the reasons that you have all these sensitivities to right. a lot of foods today.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I really do.
Yeah.
Strongly.
And depending on where you are, you can actually taste
and
it.
And depending on what your genes say too, you know,
sure.
As a matter of fact, I can look at the genes and tell whether or not, I mean, it's again, not 100% accurate in terms of, but you can kind of see, do you carry those particular genes or mutations in the genes that can affect gluten?
Interesting.
Yeah. So if I'm having some health issues and, you know, I want to come to you to see. So what I need to do to get all this stuff started? I mean, as far
like, you would get onto the website, right? Mm-hmm, and you, I have a client intake form.
Right.
And I can't remember how many questions, but it's not a lot of questions. And, you know, you just kind of put in your responses and get back to you.
Right, and you'll get back, and then we'll have like you'll.
And there's even a way to do like a free 15 minutes consultation.
Oh, cool!
Oh, wow!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. even before you fill out anything on the form.
Okay, so so you'll just send in the information. You give me a call or something.
Right, exactly.
And then we'll talk on the phone, find out what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know there's a contact form and you can put in. Okay, you know I have this and the other thing and you know,
right.
What do you think?
Right. Mm-hmm. Do I gotta get my blood drawn before I come see you, or am I DNA?
No, but it's very helpful to have that, but you do not have to have that drawn. That's a very good question. No.
And would it be better to get like a DNA test more or blood draw, or which one would you prefer? Either or. Okay.
Either or both. I mean, if you already have your DNA test results, that's even better.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a lot of people that have done that 23andMe and
Ancestry.com.
And they've done that. They've done it already.
Right.
So but
they just don't know. Wow. What do you do with this? That, you know, of course, it tells you who your ancestors are. And they actually have an ancestry and health portion of it as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And they only look at about 23. I might be wrong on this, but it's not a lot of. Mm-hmm. points that they're looking at.
Interesting.
A lot of genes. I think it's around 20 that they're looking at.
So all they need to do is give you the data and you can work with them, right?
And I can look at more than that than what 23andMe is looking at. To say that I'm a geneticist, but I can give you a pretty good idea of what is, you know, I'm looking at patterns.
Right.
Okay. Right. So how much are we talking about to get this test done to be one of your clients or?
Okay. So in terms of being a client, right? For nutritional, I have three different programs. Mm-hmm. I have one program where you pay for three consultations
okay.
up front, right? Three of them, and you get everything. You get, you know, you can text me, you can email me at any time, okay, okay. consult for like 60 to 90
minutes. Just kind of walk me through the whole thing.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
And then there's a second option, kind of like an installment,
mm-hmm.
and that's for however long you want to do that for, or as you go.
Yeah.
You say, oh, I just want to find out about it. I'll just do the as you go.
So all these plans are on your website.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Do you work with a certain group of doctors, or this is just like anyone's doctor can just
anyone's doctor? And I mean, as a matter of fact, it's really good, I think, if you actually have a report to go to your doctor and kind of integrate it with your doctor.
So when you go in there with your physical, your physical, whatever, and you have this report where you've done this.
Yeah, you can say to the doctor, hey, see that? I've got these things going on. This is probably what we need to start looking at now.
Sure.
I mean, you know, some will probably say,
throw it across the room.
Or some will say, you know, maybe even you can even look at pharmacology. You can look at like different prescriptions or medications. Do those really work for your genetics?
Right.
Yeah.
I can get that sort of information as well.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can we, you know, they got HSAs and FSAs. Are we able to use anything like that?
You know, the one that I know that you cannot use, and I think it may depend on the company as well, is the HSA. I know that you have to work with them, you know. Like, if you decide to use my service, I could say, here's an invoice, and then you have to submit it yourself for your HSA.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. But for FSA, you can just use it, you know, because I have an online. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
great. You know, you can pay online, so you would just use your card.
That's cool.
Your FSA card, but HSA is a different.
Yeah, but for the FSA, you can just use your card,
right?
And pay for
exactly,
server. Right.
And you know, there's even research that says the more you work with if you work with a nutritionist more than 3 or 4 times for the year, you're more likely to maintain the weight, whatever. If it's weight loss, you might just eating healthy.
Yeah, more likely to stick with it.
To stick with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And make it a lifestyle.
And trying to do it on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. So we've been talking about healthy and healthy eating and that kind of thing. And you know, this is a food show, a barbecue show. right.
Hey, barbecue is good.
You know, the thing is that you're from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding, I think your mom and still is around town. And
she's a mile away.
Right. And so I love Jamaican food. So what? How do you guys what do you guys get together and dinners and those kinds of things? What are you guys doing?
We eat American food most of the time, but then the times that we are doing Jamaican food, we're doing curry chicken or curry goat.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know, rice and peas,
the
typical Jamaican dishes.
That's
what we do. But
So I mean, you guys have a nice sized family. You get together for event. I mean, not during COVID now, but but otherwise, when things are normal, you guys get together and
we make Jamaican dishes and and American. And you know, I mean, like, one of my things, you know, when it comes to cooking and learning how to cook properly, meaning like you're grilling something or you're sauteing, you know, the simple stuff, or steaming and not frying. No. That's not that it's a no forever. Can have it every
occasionally
once in a while.
Right.
This is what happens, you know. And that's my other thing, is moderation. We gotta really. That's what I've found a lot. I've been working with quite a number of bariatric patients.
Wow. Yeah.
And I find that it's really all about portion sizes. They have no clue about how to.
Right.
What exactly is moderation?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the plate. I mean, it all starts with, what does the plate look like? How much is vegetable? Because in America, most of the time, the plate is more meat than anything.
That's right.
And there's a little bit of vegetables,
a little bit of carbs, just a little bit, and then more meat. Right, and right. Don't forget your roll. Your gluten roll.
Right, there you go. Yeah. You know, and it's okay to have those things every once in a while. And, you know, I think I the same about eating out. You know, you can eat out once a week. Okay, not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, order the healthy items on the menu if it's going to be something you're doing quite often.
Right. So how do our listeners, how do people get in touch with you, and what are your contact information?
It's www.goodandhealthynutrition.com.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Right. So they just go to the website and all the information is there.
Everything is there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, Kathleen, it's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Really
learned so much.
Thank you.
Stopping by to, you know, give us all this great information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
thank you.
All right.
All right. Visit the sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we will.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get out and go visit the website, goodandhealthynutrition.com.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you for listening to today's show. Next week, we have a lively, entertaining show coming up. We have the Kings of Cooking. The Kings of Cooking are an organization, and they like to create and develop community over good food, activities, and fun. So we look forward to the Kings of Cooking on the show, and we're going to talk a lot about food. So please tune in next week to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast.